My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. I'm thinking about the critical spirit. You know, just thinking about that today. Many of us have been born in homes where there's been a critical spirit, and we spend so much time either tearing ourselves apart or tearing others apart. It is just something we just seem to do naturally, the old nature. And I'm just praying today with this message, you'll get rid of that critical spirit. Matthew 7:3, you know, when you read that, it says, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and don't you consider the plank that's in your own eye? You know, we have to do that. We have to look in the Holy Ghost mirror. I tell you, I've been a Christian a long time. Sometimes I just feel like Paul. The things I want to do are the things I don't do. The things I don't want to do are the things I do do. And I get a little tired of myself. Thank God I realize it's my spirit that's been born again and not my soul. My soul's in a sanctification process. So let's give everybody a Pentecostal break here and let's help each other move to a higher level that we can get rid of our critical eyes without beating ourselves up. We spend so much time thinking of negative about ourselves or other people, and we can start with other people. The Bible says, you know, look at ourselves first. Now, we need to look at ourselves with grace, not to look at ourselves with religion, with legalism, and tearing ourselves apart. We all want to be a better human being. We all want to love more. We all want to be able to receive love more. We want to be able to give gifts, receive gifts. We want to be able to be a father, a mother, a good brother, a good sister, a good father, a good mother, a good grandparent. But you know, it takes a lot of work sometimes. And one place it does begin is to get rid of your critical spirit. Go study the critical spirit on the internet. There's all kinds of writings on the critical spirit. America's filled with critical spirits. We spend so much time watching commercials on TV about how perfect we're supposed to be, watching shows and soap operas, how perfect we're supposed to be. And none of us can live up to that perfection. So we have to turn around and turn to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to be our mirror, and begin to look at ourselves. Are we a loving person? Are we a caring person? Are we a compassionate person? Or are we selfish? Is our sentences filled with I, me, and self? Do we spend most of our day thinking about us, victim? We're a victim. We've never received what we're supposed to receive. We don't receive the amount of money per hour. We don't get what we're supposed to get. Are we a type of person who doesn't do any real work, expects a big paycheck? There's so many things we can look at ourselves, but let's begin on the critical spirit. Let's pray in Jesus' name that, Father, today, if we have a critical spirit, that Holy Spirit, you're the Spirit of Truth, that you just show us the critical spirit. Are we tearing people down before we know them, get the chance to even know somebody? Do we tear them apart because of the way they cut their hair? Do we tear them apart because of the way they dye their hair? Do we tear them apart because of their bodies? Do we tear them apart because of the way they dress? And Father, or do we get to know people in Jesus' name? Do we get to know their story, their journey? Do we walk with them for a while and then we look at them and realize who they really are? Instead of having a critical spirit, we have a compassionate spirit in Jesus' name. We start to see their wounds and their brokenness and their hurting. We start to be a true doctor with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we minister to their brokenness, and we don't judge them the things that we do not like. And I just pray in Jesus' name we start doing that with ourselves, that we stop judging ourselves so heavily, and we start ministering to our own personal needs. And Father, that we can love our neighbor as we do love ourselves, that this day we declare it, we prophesy it, we proclaim it, that the critical spirit is no longer welcome in our temple. It has to leave in Jesus' name, that the curse is broken by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. My name is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net, and let's pray after this broadcast is over today as we look at people. God bless.